right, ready for a deep dive into something that I think we can all relate to. We're talking food, we're talking stress, and how those two love to tango in our brains. You guys sent us a ton of research and articles on this, so you're obviously interested.
Yeah.
And trust me, you're in for some serious aha moments. But let's start with a question, and I'm really curious about this. Anyone else get hit with those intense cravings when stress hits? You know, the chips, the chocolate, all the stuff we know we shouldn't eat. It's like our brain just hits the off switch on healthy eating when stress comes knocking.
It's not just you, you know. There's a real, like, physiological reason for all that.
I felt more. Because, honestly, when I have a deadline, my willpower just crumbles.
Okay, so one of your articles, it's from the American Society for Nutrition, right? They talk about how stress and the food we eat, it's a total push and pull, like a seesaw, almost. Stress pushes us towards certain foods, and get this, what we eat can actually make us better at handling stress. It's a two-way street.
Hold on, so I'm not just making excuses when I say I deserve these cookies after that meeting. My body's actually driving me to the vending machine.
Exactly, you've lived it, right? Think about a totally insane day at work, deadlines everywhere, a million emails. Suddenly, nothing sounds better than that stash of candy in your desk drawer. It's biology.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like my brain goes on autopilot and forgets all about logic.
And the reason is really interesting. Your Harvard article talks about this a lot, stress hormones. Cortisol specifically, it goes kind of haywire when we're stressed out.
Cortisol, right. That's the big stress hormone.
Exactly. And when that happens, it's like our bodies think it's survival time. Instant energy trumps everything else, like long-term health or, you know, deciding what to eat.
So my body's craving sugar and fat because it thinks it needs a quick energy fix to deal with everything.
Yeah, it's basically screaming, give me sugar and now W. It wants that quick burst, even if it's not the best choice.
So we're basically fighting a losing battle here. Our brains are wired to want junk food when we're stressed.
Kinda, yeah. But that's where this idea of brain food comes in.
Brain food, okay. I like the sound of that.
Right. And this Dr. Drew Ramsey, he's a big name in nutritional psychiatry, talks about it a lot.
Nutritional psychiatry, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's pretty new. It's all about how what we eat affects, like, our mental health.
Okay, so not just our physical health.
Yeah.
Like our mood and everything.
Exactly. Dr. Ramsey actually says we can use food as medicine for our minds. He even came up with this antidepressant food scale. It ranks foods based on how much they can, like, actually help with mood.
No way, an antidepressant food scale. So what kind of things are we talking about here? Give me the top hits.
Things like leafy greens, spinach, kale.
Oh.
Those are high up there. They've got a ton of folate. It's a B vitamin that's super important for your mood.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah. Even being a little low on folate can make you feel kind of down. It's like a less intense form of what you might see in depression symptoms.
Well, good thing I practically live on spinach smoothies then.
Hey, there you go. It's all about making those little changes.
Spinach, check. What else does Dr. Ramsey recommend for, like, keeping our brains happy and fighting stress with food?
He's all about those omega-3 fatty acids. You know, for your brain to work right, keep your mood stable, even handle stress better.
Okay, omega-3s. Remind me what those are in.
So fatty fish, salmon, mackerel, sardines, all good sources.
Gotcha.
And if you're more plant-based, walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, those are your go-tos.
So we're saying yes to good fats now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we were told for so long that fat was the enemy.
Right. But it's about choosing the right ones. Omega-3s are essential. Our bodies don't make them, so we got to eat them.
Makes sense. So we're loading up on brain-boosting foods, but Dr. Ramsey also talks about how we eat, right? Mindful eating, doesn't that play a role?
Huge. Think about how you eat when you're stressed out. Are you actually tasting your food or just shoving it in while you answer emails and freak out about deadlines?
Oh my gosh, that's totally me. I am the queen of stress eating.
It's so common, though. But when we do that, our brains don't even realize we're eating. Which usually means we overeat, and then we're still unsatisfied and probably more stressed, too.
Ugh, the worst. I've totally eaten a whole bag of chips without even realizing. It's like my brain was somewhere else.
Exactly. And that is the opposite of mindful eating. It's about slowing down, paying attention, like really using your senses.
Okay, so I need to slow down.
Yeah. What does it taste like? Smell like? What's the texture? It's like being present with your meal instead of letting your mind run wild.
So it's almost meditative then, like stress reduction through eating.
It can be. And studies show that people who eat mindfully, they actually manage stress better, their mood is better, even their digestion improves.
It makes sense if you're actually aware of what you're eating. You probably make healthier choices too, right? Mm.
Absolutely. It's not just the food on its own, it's the whole experience.
Okay, I'm inspired. So instead of scarfing down a sandwich at my desk, I should try to make it an experience, even if it's just 15 minutes.
Exactly. Just put your phone away, sit at a table, maybe take a few deep breaths before you start, and really be present with your food. Make it enjoyable.
Wow, okay. My mind is officially blown. But wait, there's one more thing we have to talk about, right? That whole gut-brain connection.
This is where it gets really cool. See, your gut isn't just about digesting food. It's full of, like, trillions of bacteria.
Yeah.
And they all make up what's called the gut microbiome.
Gut microbiome. Okay, so like a whole little world living inside our digestive system.
Exactly. And it's incredibly diverse. Different types of bacteria do different things for our health. And what's really wild is that research is now showing just how much our gut microbiome can affect us, like our mental health too.
Wait, so you're saying that those bacteria in our gut can impact things like our mood and how we handle stress?
Yep. Studies are finding that when your gut microbiome is balanced and healthy, you tend to have a better mood, less stress, even sharper thinking.
This is blowing my mind. So a happy gut equals a happy brain.
Pretty much. It's like having a second brain in your gut, seriously.
Yeah.
And they're constantly talking to each other. But when your gut microbiome is out of whack, it can send signals to your brain that can actually make you feel down, more anxious, even mess with your sleep.
Okay, so how do we keep our gut happy then? How do we get that balance in our microbiome?
You guessed it. Food. A diet that includes fermented foods. Stuff like yogurt with live cultures. Kimchi. Sauerkraut. Those can really help your gut microbiome thrive.
Those tangy fermented foods are like gut superheroes then.
Exactly. They bring in all the good bacteria that helps crowd out the bad stuff and create a more balanced environment.
I am loving this deep dive. We learned that food and stress are way more connected than we thought, and that those food choices we make, they really do impact our brains and how we feel overall.
And the best part is there's still so much more to discover about this. We're just scratching the surface when it comes to understanding how our diet, gut health, and our brains all work together.
So before we wrap things up, let's bring it back to you listening. Think about everything we've talked about today. What's one small change you could see yourself making in your own diet to handle stress a little better? Maybe it's swapping out that sugary afternoon pick-me-up for a handful of walnuts or adding some kimchi to your next meal. Remember, even the tiniest changes can make a big difference. Keep those brains sharp and those stomachs satisfied. And thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.